Hello.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Pete. What's shaking?
Not too much.
Yeah? Yeah.
No.
Are you working today?
No.
No? It's a day off.
I have this week off, man.
The whole week? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, I guess.
No. It is and it isn't.
Oh, I know. I hear you. What are you going to do with all that time?
I'm going to have a lot of fun, Justin. No, I'm not.
Not having fun with the whole time off scenario?
Not having fun with life itself anymore.
Well, that's shit.
It is. But it's that time of year, right?
I was thinking the same thing. I was just figuring out the validity of that before I actually said it, and I think it's fairly true for most people.
I don't know. For a lot it is, yeah.
Maybe not most, but for certainly for a lot. And yeah, unless you're the religious type and go on for the whole Jesus birthday thing, then, you know, what does it mean?
Yeah.
Family? Okay. For some it's nice, for others it's a... Okay, so, yeah, I hear you.
Brothers, it's a shit show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think back ages ago, back down on the farm, family is pretty much the only thing you had.
Yeah.
Until somebody got old enough and got married and made a brand new family, and then that's all they ever had. But these days, families are a whole bunch of individuals doing all kinds of individual shit. And
I know.
And what does that mean, family? What is it? You know, there's more out there that the average person can get into. So, where does that leave family?
I don't know. I hear you. Yeah.
All this time off is kind of, I don't know, do you go to like a, you're not a huge coffee drinker, but
no.
If you went to a Tim's or something and had a cup of tea, that might be pleasant.
I don't go there.
No?
No.
I think they put cocaine in the coffee anyway, just to keep people coming back.
No, they don't. Could have put something addictive in it, but it's not that.
At least people would be like, hey, there's cocaine in here. But, no, people would have caught on by now, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Like cigarettes, all the addictive shit that they put in there.
I don't know.
I'm surprised anybody can quit, really.
I don't.
So what are you doing today?
Sitting here eating oatmeal right now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a respectable thing to do. Oatmeal.
I don't know.
Oh, I love oatmeal.
But
I don't know if I could live off of it, but...
just my dinner there and ended up breaking one of my teeth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very good.
No.
Wow.
Well, now I can go see what to do with that tomorrow at 3:45 in the afternoon.
Oh,
at
shit.
The dentist. Yeah.
Oh, that's something to look forward to.
Oh, fuck. Not really.
No. No. Huh. Broken tooth.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
What'd you snap it on?
I really don't know. A bone or something.
Maybe there's a rock in your oatmeal? It's been known to happen.
Must have been a bone or something that I chewed on or crunched down on. The tooth wasn't good to begin with, but that was the final straw for it.
Well, crap.
There's basically nothing on the top of it left. It's basically just roots.
Ah.
And the bottom part of the tooth, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, usually the root's okay, and if the top part cracks and falls off, they can patch it up.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Maybe going to be a couple of $100?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's not what you need right now, is it?
Yeah, we're 4,000.
Holy shit. Oh, I don't know.
No, man. Dentists are such a fucking shot in the dark. Oh, it's this price today. Oh, it's the holidays. Oh, it's this price today.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I don't know. Yeah.
And you know what? Something weird is my dentist gives discounts. Well, if you could give a discount, why don't you give that price to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
So there are different prices according to whether or not you need a discount. Oh, okay. dentists.
Well, it comes down to is I can't afford my teeth.
Huh. You know, you can put a temporary cap on it and live like that for a year or more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had a temporary cap for like a year and a half once.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked fine. You don't be chewing on, you know, marbles and shit. Then you're good.
Yeah.
And temporary caps, maybe about, what, 50, 60 bucks maybe?
No.
No?
More than that.
Just come to Alberta. I don't know. It's everything is slightly cheaper here, I'm pretty sure.
It is.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Glenn had a few thousand dollars worth of dental work done a while back.
Yeah.
Shit. Of course, now he's not using his teeth, so.
Nope. Yeah.
Imagine it all comes down to cost per chew. How many cents does it cost you every day to chew? Toothbrushes and toothpaste and dental work and some people chew gum, clean their teeth.
Yeah.
It's bad enough you gotta pay for food to stuff in your mug and then you gotta pay for your teeth too.
Yeah.
Shit, eh?
Same thing with motor vehicles. You gotta buy them and then you gotta maintain them too.
Oh, yes. I just spent $580 today.
On what?
Brakes.
Really?
Yeah.
On your Kia?
Yep. Climbing up to 100,000 kilometers now, and the brakes are squealing a little bit. The back brakes are always squealing. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
100,000. I guess that's about time to change the brakes. I don't know.
Did you do them yourself?
Sorry?
Did you do them yourself?
No. I could, but you're not really supposed to work on your vehicle here. I could have just stuffed it in the garage, but I thought, well, I don't want to be honest. I don't want to change my own oil anymore.
No.
I don't even want to put antifreeze in there. Let some other clown do it.
Yeah.
You told me that a few months back. You're not going to change your damn oil anymore. I think
that
was even with your pickup. You had enough of that shit.
Yeah, I did it with that, but...
Mm-hmm. But you can't even crawl underneath your Kia. You can't...
No.
No room.
No.
Couldn't even fit your head in there.
So for the amount of headache that it's worth, it's just easier to go to a shop and let them do it.
Yeah, I think so.
For the whole $60 that you have to spend, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worth $50 to let somebody else do it.
Easier.
And they have the tools and the machines and just zip, zip, it's done.
Yep.
20 minutes later, you're driving away.
That's right.
And you don't have to worry about where to put the oil.
That's right.
Used oil.
That's right.
People used to dump the used oil in the weeds in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. I don't know if that's still done these days or not. I don't think so.
Well, I'm sure some people still do it.
Oh, shit.
I used to.
We were the keepers of oil, so did I. Keepers of the Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I don't even know what would be inside all that oil. Metal shaving so fine you could...
No idea.
Huh. You know what? I just thought of something. How about if you were to put a big magnet inside the oil pan? Would it collect all the crud? Would it just keep the crud away from the, you know, kind of clean the oil, you think?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that worked out so well.
I don't know. Just occurred to me just now. I guess that's not why I'm not a mechanical engineer.
Say my thing.
Come up with harebrained ideas like that. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who had a filter inside of his oil line, between, you know, in the oil pump, just after the oil pump. And inside the filter, it was a toilet roll. He used the toilet. He took the little cardboard thing out of the toilet roll and used it as a kind of a filter. He said he went like thousands and thousands of miles on his oil and never had to change it.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'd take this old toilet roll that was soaked in oil and he put it in a stove and burn it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking either you're really smart or you're really stupid. I don't know what. It worked, I guess.
Yep. I guess it would.
It's a big, giant filter, right?
Yep. Pretty much.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Fuck.
Do whatever I want.
I guess that. Ah.
So when do you go back to work? Next week, I guess?
I don't know. Yeah, apparently next week.
Hmm. Most people go back on the second, I guess?
Yeah, I guess.
As the first is a Tuesday, and you would go back for one day and then have another day off. Maybe you would, I don't know.
No, I guess the first is Tuesday, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Christmas was a Tuesday, hence the first of the year.
The second is a Wednesday. Holy fuck.
It is.
So
you hardly have any work at all.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them you want to go back to work on Monday. You got a tooth to pay. A dentist to pay for.
I don't want to go back that early.
Yeah. What could you fill your time with?
What?
What could you fill your time with?
Fuck all.
I know, but there's got to be shit out there you can...
Yeah, okay.
I guess the Santa Claus parades and all that shit is done, but I don't know. There's got to be something out there.
I go over to my friend Donnie's place quite a bit.
Yeah?
Pretty much go there every other day, or lately it's been every day, so...
Oh, it's good.
Small... It's something to do, right?
Yeah.
And you bounce off the walls by yourself. It's fucking driving me fucking nuts.
Oh, I can imagine.
Fuck.
At least I got my mother and Floyd to live with here, you know? There's always something, some kind of shit to talk about or whatever.
Being by yourself completely, they don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
They don't. Not many people have an idea where I'm fucking coming from.
Oh, I lived on my own for a while, and it sure isn't a... there's no party hats worn then.
I know. No.
No, it sucks. It's a... You gotta go out and find yourself a wife, Pete.
Fuck that.
Get a wife.
Fuck off. I don't want that shit. That's fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Asking for a fucking disaster to strike again.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I would if I could find somebody fucking honest and decent, but where can you find that? You don't.
Third world countries, maybe, or something.
Yeah, right.
Go out and buy a Russian wife, maybe. Mail order.
Everybody has an ulterior motive, Justin.
I know.
Most people do.
I know. So much for the just let's be happy and...
No. I even found out with you-know-who over there at your dad's place. Fuck. Oh, yeah. You say this and you say that, but why this now all of a sudden?
Yeah, things change on ground, don't they?
Oh, I just fucking... You know what?
Well, he went through three wives. Of course, he wasn't very good to either any one of them, but... probably because they weren't very good to him either.
Exactly. It's a two-way street.
It's always a two-way street, Pete. It's always both directions.
You know. Yeah, no, I'm not too interested in that anymore.
What about these polygamy people, you know, that have two, three, or four wives? How the hell can you even handle one?
I don't know.
Two? Are you nuts?
Fucking think about it.
Shake your head, man. Come on now. You could spend all that money on... You know, buy a brand new Ford pickup or something instead of a bunch of wives. God damn.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. My Aunt Isabel, she phoned me up yesterday. And one of the things that she said is, you know, have you got a girlfriend yet? I guess I shouldn't have blurted out a bit of laughter. I guess she was being quite serious. But it just seemed like... Who's to laugh? No way. No, I'm not getting into that again. Thank you very much.
No.
But then again, Pete, do you want, when you're 90-something years old on your last days, do you want to be alone?
That ain't going to happen.
No fucking party either.
That ain't going to happen, man.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Well.
Nope.
Got to be something in between.
Yeah.
Join up with some commune or something where everybody...
Be lucky to make it to 60, Justin.
Well, your health is better now than it has been for a while. You're not smoking much.
I don't know if it is any better. I don't feel any better.
No?
No.
Well.
Oh, so what the hell does that mean? Teeth are falling apart?
Yeah, but those are just teeth. Everybody's teeth falls. You could be 30 years old and have all your teeth fall out.
I know.
That's no indication of your overall general well-being.
I don't know. I think it does have something to do with it. I think it helps if you have healthy... If you have healthy teeth.
Yes. I had headaches for 10 years because I had a tooth infection. A low-grade infection. Yeah. Well, I had a root canal done overseas, and she didn't get all the root. And so just a low-level infection forever.
Something funny about root canals, Justin. You know, the side of my face of it, where I've had two root canals on my lower right side.
Yeah, yeah.
My gum is all fucking swelled out on the inside. I've been to two dentists, and they both say it's my jawbone growing outward. And it's right where those root canals were. They're both gone now. Those teeth are all fucking gone and out of there. Root canals are gone.
Yeah.
But I'm left with this fucking old gum sideways. It looks like it's abscess, but it's all hard. It doesn't hurt or anything.
No.
It's just protruding.
Huh.
It's just protruding sideways.
How much do you think it's sticking out?
Oh.
Eighth of an inch, maybe?
No, more than that.
Oh. Huh. I never noticed.
Probably 3/16 of an inch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
No, you wouldn't.
But I'm sure that you do.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I think dentists are all a bunch of weird quacks anyway. They don't truly know. I think there's a reason that they weren't really included in the medical industry is because... They're a bunch of freaking cracks anyway.
Pretty much.
Spend some
pretty much. Here's how to spend copious amounts of money for very little.
Yeah.
Or something that can wear out again.
Oh, yeah. Eventually they do.
Yeah,
you know
they
that,
do.
You know that.
And whenever they say root canals now, I just, no, you're not doing that. I'm not getting any more root canals. You can fuck off with that.
Done with that noise.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Oh, probably wise.
Yeah.
Just keep brushing your teeth and buying a container of floss every now and then.
And, I don't know, it's not helping. It's still wearing out.
I don't use fluoride in my toothpaste. I buy the hippie shit that doesn't have the fluoride.
You know, I think you're smart for doing that.
Well, it's a toxin, man. It's a nerve toxin. It's a
bacteria.
Oh, it's harmful, I think.
Yes.
I mean,
and whenever I went to get the teeth cleaning thing done at my dentist there,
mm-hmm.
They give you a fluoride treatment. I said, I don't want that.
And then they look at you like you're got three heads or something.
Yeah. Fuck and they off. Asked why. I said, look, because that's a toxic. That shit's toxic.
It is. It is.
Oh, yes, it is. Fuck you. You stick it on your fucking teeth then.
Yeah.
Do it, right? Listen, I tell you. Oh, no, I can't do that. Well, then, no. Fuck you.
You can put that in my mouth. I'll bitch slap you. No, I don't think that people even know about that sort of thing, you know, like, nowadays
no.
People are a little more educated, but I mean, it's a neurotoxin, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Why don't you just put a bunch of marine enamel paint on your walls and just sit there and breathe in the fumes, too? That's just as pleasant.
Is that smart?
Not very much.
No, so why would you
want to
fucking toxify your teeth?
Yeah, no,
it's even worse, right? Like,
I buy the hippie shit. Tongs or something.
What kind of toothpaste is that?
Sorry?
What kind of toothpaste is that you buy?
It's called Tom's. Tom's of Maine. It's probably the most common. Yeah, Tom's, TOMS.
Huh.
And, if you look carefully, you can get it at Safeway and stuff like that. Walmart has a couple, you know, hippie choices. But, you know, naturalist. If you go to the organic section, maybe you'd be able to find it there. But it's kind of hard to find, you know, in the mainstream. 98% of the lemmings out there, we all just follow the drumbeat, right? So
exactly.
Just follow along. And when we're not following along, we stop and pause on the edge of the road and use our phones and chat with people.
Pretty much.
Oh, my goodness. No, there are certain things that people have to be aware of.
Yeah. Yeah, Laura was threatening to fucking invite me over for Christmas dinner, but I never heard from her, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
No big deal.
Well, what the hell? I messaged her on Christmas saying Happy Christmas and all that shit and never heard back from her. Maybe she's...
No.
You know. Maybe the niceness scenario is wearing out. Who knows?
Oh, fuck. Who fucking cares, man?
Well, whatever is going to happen is going to happen anyway.
Exactly, Justin.
Can't worry about things. Worry. Oh, my goodness.
No. It's got nothing to do with me, so. Nothing at all, so.
Well, did you go to your sister's?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I did.
Get stuffed full of turkey and all that.
It was okay, but.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
It's we know it's going to happen. We know it's going to, we set ourselves up for this grandiose event. And if it falls short of something spectacular, we feel somehow disappointed, disillusioned or something. When in fact, it's just another day.
That's all it is.
Just a way of breaking up the winter, I think.
That's right.
Some excuse to, you know, go to Best Buy and buy another radio.
I guess. I don't know.
But, you know.
I didn't know you could buy radios anymore.
You probably can't.
I've been looking for a dental bone for fucking months, and I can't find one.
Really?
Nope.
Huh. They're all Bluetooth nowadays.
All fucking Bluetooth. They're fucking...
internet compatible. They all got IP addresses. There's no...
Pick them all yet, man.
You know, you can buy record players now, though.
Yeah, but they hook them up to a US... they plug into a USB port.
That's true, yeah. You could have a computer...
Fuck, no, no, no. You gotta plug it into your laptop and run it through your laptop. Or iPad, cell phone, or some fucking thing. Gloopy fucking internet shit. I'm so sick of it, man.
Oh, I know, I know.
Fuck. I don't want to go shopping online. I want to go shopping at a fucking store.
At a store where you park in the parking lot and you walk in there with a big fat wallet in your pocket.
Fuck. Yeah. What the fuck is this coming to, man?
Oh, I don't know. It's just all a bunch of... But people are catching on slowly. It's, at least some people are. I don't know. Not everybody. Not everybody, for sure.
No, are they really? No. My sister sure is into it. I tell you.
Really?
All this online shit. Oh yeah. Oh, you don't know it. You don't know what that's about. Fucking look it up on Google. Fuck Google.
Ask the Google.
Well, a lot of things on Google are fucking bullshit, too, you know?
Oh, I know. It's a waste of time. Yeah.
A lot of it's bullshit.
You know what I was doing yesterday? I was reading a book.
Yeah.
A book with paper in it and words printed on the paper. They invented that a couple hundred years ago, you know? Paper with words all over it.
I think more than that.
I think the Chinese started... doing that ages before all the white man got to it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And we all got paper and pencils and books and shit, but we don't ever use it. We get online instead.
I know.
And then we wonder why everybody's wearing glasses and nearsighted.
Well, my sister won't answer her phone or text messages today. Nothing.
Should write her a letter with a pen.
From her, there's no fucking response today whatsoever, so I don't know what the deal is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or is she?
I find it weird, man.
Is she?
Really weird.
How do I say this politely? Is she a moody person?
Somewhat.
So is mine.
She has the medication thing going, right?
Yeah.
He's done meds for over 20 years, Justin.
Huh.
So, I think some days are good and some days are bad, right?
Yeah. That's bound to happen. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole medication thing is a Band-Aid, I think.
It is.
You know what I tried? I tried medical cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
And all it does is just make my short-term memory really low.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm into that now. I gave it up.
No.
It's just another medicine that happens to be grown on a plant, that's all. It's another moneymaker.
Could not be bothered.
Well, I thought everybody else is trying it, you know, and it has benefits and health. No.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It's false. It's another snake oil salesman selling you shit that you don't need.
Right.
You need carrots and oatmeal and broccoli. That's what you need.
Exactly.
Broccoli. Yep. You and I get old. We're going to be sitting there saying, eat your fucking broccoli, and people are going to get sick of us. But we know it's the truth, though. We know it's the truth. Hell, Father ate vegetables all of his life, and he was strong throughout his whole existence.
Yeah. he did pretty good, I must say.
Yeah. Well, he drank all of his life, and he smoked like a chimney.
I know.
But yet, he was still healthy.
I know.
The only thing that did him in was Glenn. My opinion.
That didn't help.
No. No. And age, of course.
Kind of in a way, I think Laura fucking did him in, as much as I hate to say it.
I know you're right. I know you're right, my friend. I know that.
I don't like to say that, Justin, but...
No, I know. I know. And it pains me to even hear it, but truth is truth.
Exactly.
So, you know.
I don't know. I don't find her evil in any way, but...
No, but God, she's grating on the nerves sometimes.
Oh, fuck. This doesn't shut up.
Who do you know of who really does not like excess noise? That would be Father, I think.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Yet, there she was in his house.
I know.
Still there.
I know.
Still fucking there.
Whatever, I just let it go. Fuck it.
Man.
If that's what you want, then fine.
Right? What can you do?
Nothing.
Well, you can't lecture the old man, because...
No, I wasn't about to.
No.
It's me to do.
Yeah, you do your thing, but...
Place, his house, you do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know.
No, I have a feeling you're pretty much bang on right about that.
I don't like to be, no, fuck. And I don't mean to talk down to her either, in any way.
No. 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 I wasn't there to help him. I was over here in school in Alberta.
Yeah.
And his daughter wasn't there on the other side of the fucking planet. Glenn checked out long ago, so he couldn't help.
Laura wasn't either. When Glenn first did himself, then it was me there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Right away. That same day that it happened, he called me, like, within hours of it, him knowing. And he wouldn't tell me what it was. I had to come over to his house for him to tell me. He wouldn't tell me over the phone, so.
Fuck, that must have been an awful memory.
Oh, fuck. Yes, it was.
What is...
It is.
So you guys just sat at the kitchen table and talked, or?
Talked for fucking hours. Talked till fucking 9 o'clock that night.
Holy shit.
For like 6 or 7 hours. 6 hours at least I was there for.
You're a loyal friend, yeah. Pete. You're a loyal friend.
Yeah, well. What's that has done, Justin?
Darn it all to heck.
I've always tried to be that way. I think that's why I hang out with my friend Donnie here, because he's down to earth like myself, and we don't talk bullshit stories. We talk straight up shit back and forth, and we get along really fucking well.
No background noise.
I believe that's why I go there, because we talk the same language.
You gotta have friends like that.
We don't talk bullshit either, right? We talk straight up shit with each other, and there's very little of that left in the world.
There isn't. You're right. I know you're right. I got one friend over here, a neighbor. He's like, I don't know, 70-something years old, and although there's an age difference here, you know, I mean, we're neighbors, and that's kind of the same way, you know?
Yeah.
I can just say whatever, and he does the same thing. Fuck what the rest of the world thinks. Truth is truth, and there you go.
And that's the thing. There's so much bullshit in this world these days that...
True.
People refuse the truth from fucking bullshit now.
Oh, I know. They
don't know what's really true and what's not.
Blame the internet. So. Anybody can make up news articles and put them online. People read them.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, I know.
What would everybody's grandma and grandpa think, you know? Like, like, what the fuck is going on with you guys?
I know. Like, that's exactly what they'd say. What the fuck are you guys doing?
Wasting time. I use the internet. I do. I put all my...
I use it too.
But not in the same way that everybody else is using it.
No.
They're using it as a time waster, not a just a straightforward, useful tool.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's right.
That's a time waster.
Oh, it is.
I don't know what else to call it. It's... Yeah.
If you're doing it, sitting there and watch YouTube videos. That's a time waster.
It is. It is. Yeah. And it's instant gratification, right? You read a book, it takes you a while to get to the punchline. But, yeah.
I know.
We're entering into a new Dark Ages.
Oh, fuck yeah. You got that right.
A new, just the Dark Ages all over again, just a different flavor.
Right.
Which is why I think going out to Tim Hortons for a cup of tea or something is not such a bad thing, because even though I don't talk to many people, I look at people going by and nod and say hello and, you know, hey, what's in the paper today, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
It's still a way of maintaining a little semblance of human contact in the age where you can't look at somebody without them getting offended, you know? But
I know.
At least in a coffee shop, everybody's like, okay, we're all supposed to be friends here. That's cool. I don't know.
I guess.
Maybe things are different over there. I don't know.
Mm.
That's how I take it, though.
Yeah. Well, you still live in a small town there, too, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Chilla.
Here it's not really much.
Yeah.
It's a metropolis here now.
Good. I'm glad I don't live out there. No offense, but I'm glad I don't live out there.
I don't really want to live here anymore either, Glenn. Sorry.
That's all right.
Glenn.
That's all right. Don't worry. We're pretty genetically similar, so.
I guess. I apologize.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, at times I don't want to be here either anymore, though. I really don't like it here. It's too fucking busy.
Rosedale. Where are the roses? Where's the dale full of roses?
I don't know.
There's supposed to be a dale there full of roses, ain't there?
I don't know.
Well, shit.
I don't even know what a dale is.
You see? Neither do I, but it sounds nice.
No.
Whatever it is, it sounds quite pleasant. Especially since it's full of roses.
I think it's made up.
Yeah, you could be right. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, look at a rose bush planted out in the front here.
How's that working out?
Well, it's blooming roses for the past several years, but I went and dug it up and redid all the front because the house was sort of, you know, the wood around it was rotting and shit, so I think I might have killed it. I'm not sure. I hope not. Well, it looked kind of like, you know, sticking all over the place.
Alright.
So, I'm not sure what if it will. Springtime will be able to tell.
I see.
However, I planted a bunch of tulips in there. So, springtime comes, there's going to be a bunch of tulips poking out.
Hopefully.
The world needs a bit of color.
There you go. Yes.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Only one way to find out.
Let him grow. Yeah. What are you going to do, Pete? I don't know. I'm not sure when I'll make it out there.
No.
But I imagine eventually I have to, because I got to go out there and take care of Father's stuff.
When is that
going to
take place? I guess you have no idea,
eh? Not a clue. I got a hint saying that, oh, it's going to be soon. Yeah, yeah. Well, soon was quite a while ago. So.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know.
In springtime, or?
I wish I knew. I mean, springtime's going to be a year and a half since Father passed away, and.
Oh.
You know, a year and a half? Shit.
I see this
guy
living there.
Yeah. Free rent.
Fuck. Yeah. What's that going to find up with
that? Damn it all to hell.
Stay there for a while.
She. Oh my. Yeah.
No. It ain't.
I don't know what to make of it. But I can't worry about it, because it'll chew me up. I don't want to worry about it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do here with the stuff that I have.
Yeah.
This place is going to be here for another year or so now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got my coming up in the spring again, and of course they're going to fucking whine at me for keeping it there and not using it and blah, 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 blah. It's not so much. Hell, we're going to also put it to this live-in fucking girlfriend there, Sharon.
Hmm.
She's kind of a crabby old fucking cunt.
Really?
Well, she really pisses me off some days, I tell you. I fucking tell her so, too. Look. Fuck you. This isn't your fucking place.
Put her down.
Let him decide what's what.
There can only be one boss. There can be only one manager. You can't have two of them.
So,
one of them is, one of them isn't.
And I admit it, I've kind of lost interest in that thing too, so.
Yeah.
It's not really feasible anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like those days of boating and whatnot with fucking engines like that are kind of becoming a thing of the past. Well, they are. In a lot of ways, because fossil fuels is being ruled out slowly but surely.
Eventually it'll come.
So, where does it lead that thing?
Huh.
Right?
Somebody's going to moor it somewhere and live in it. I'm guessing.
I don't think people want to do that.
Hmm. That's a pretty nice setup on the inside, though, isn't it?
Well, it's okay.
Yeah.
And now the outside of it's turning green.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't suppose you've given it any more thought as to what it's the future of that. What you're going to do?
No. I'm trying not to.
I hear you. I hear you.
Just chill out on everything. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do. Oh, yes, indeed. It is.
It is. It is. You're right about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You know all too well about it.
Yeah.
You can't even do the same kind of thing. Think about shit.
Ample time to think and.
Right.
Yeah.
It all gets a little monotonous after a while, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Time slips away because of that, too. Time just keeps clicking away, and pretty soon it's another year, and you go, holy shit.
Yep.
What did I do?
That's the only good news that I heard about of this place being around for another year or so. So.
Yeah.
That kind of makes me happy in a way, I guess, just for the fact of having a cheap place to live, I guess. And
takes the pressure off.
I don't know, yeah, fuck. It'll give me another year to fucking save up more money, I guess. I don't fucking know, Justin. I really don't.
Isn't that what the ultimate goal for every human is, to save money?
I guess. Save it for, I don't know.
Shit, eh?
Because guess what? If you die tomorrow, you're not taking it with you.
No, you're not.
No. Then what are you saving it for? What's the deal?
Not a whole hell of a lot.
I don't fucking get it. Like,
it's just a tool for exchanging of shit, that's all. And the more you save, the bigger shit you can exchange it for.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I don't know.
Simple things like a book, a paperback book, could keep you occupied for hours, you know?
Yeah. And days, weeks.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. For me, months. Bit of a slow reader.
Yeah. And for me, too.
So that's a good investment of money. Or, you know, you could waste it all on... Some people get a new car every year or every few years.
Well, you go ahead on that.
That's a waste of money.
Damn right it is. Big waste of money. Yep.
Yeah. I think I'm maybe going to have a small nap in the afternoon before I go back to work.
Oh, you going to work today?
Yeah, I teach again in the afternoon.
Oh. What time?
I got to leave here at 4:30.
Oh, yeah.
I start at 5.
Oh, yeah.
Finish, I don't know, what time? I forgot. Just something to occupy the evenings with, you know.
Yeah, well.
One little kid is very, not exactly easy to teach, but the other one's not so bad.
Right.
So.
Yeah, well.
It's money. No, it isn't. It's not a lot of money.
No.
It's more something to do, something to feel useful with.
Yes, so. Yeah. Exactly.
Hell, I've been teaching for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's sort of second nature, so.
I guess, eh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. So that's what I'll do tonight. And then maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go shave and have a shower, I think.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yes.
Thanks for the chat, my friend.
As always, a pleasure.
Yes.
And,
wish things were more pleasurable. Fuck.
Well, yeah. That would be pleasant.
But it is what it is, so.
It is, it is. But that's all right, because...
Have fun teaching tonight, Justin.
Thanks. I shall, maybe.
All right.
Take care of yourself. We'll talk again.
You as well, my friend.
Right. Bye for now.
Bye for now.